This is Sunny Lee, a junior at Seoul International School and a reporter for Tiger Times.
This is Catherine Selk, also a junior at Seoul International School and a reporter for Tiger Times.
Catherine, the graduation is tomorrow, which means seniors are graduating, and in less than 6 months from now, we're going to start applying to colleges.
I know, right? Over the summer, I need to write a lot of application essays, and I don't even know how to start.
Exactly. And most often, students don't decide where to apply to completely on their own because there are so many societal pressure. I want to talk about what pressure we have when it comes to applying to colleges. For example, the current society tends to focus more on name value and less about how much the college suits that individual.
I've seen a lot of people who suffer from their parents pressuring them and society in general pressuring them to apply for Ivy League schools, especially in South Korea, and not really focus on what the students really want to study after they graduate from high school.
Exactly. I think name value is something Korean adults prioritize a lot in Korea, especially Seoul, especially colleges like Seoul National University. That's like the top one college in Korea, and most parents have a dream of sending their children to Seoul National University. I think it's also important because I feel like Korean adults treat college students differently if they're in a college with a higher name value. So I think, do you also agree that that's one of the reasons why Korean adults tend to emphasize name value so much?
Yeah, I think one of the main reasons why adults emphasize name value is because, especially when you want to get a job in Korea, they mostly look at the university's name value instead of, for example, what they studied and whatnot. So I think that's why people tend to be more attached to the name value of colleges.
Yeah, I completely agree. Honestly, to make this clear, we're not saying that Ivy League schools are bad in any way. They are great. They're amazing. They provide great education. However, our concern is that if we prioritize name value over any other factors, then that might lead to a problem of the individual not liking that school as much. So, do you have any other factors you would consider when trying to decide on which colleges to apply to?
There are many different factors, but I guess, for example, the faculty to student ratio is also an important factor in determining university because you need to know whether they can get personalized attention or not,
mm-hmm.
or the major itself, because other colleges and universities have a specific area they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
So by looking at that, you can choose the college you truly want to go to and just pursue your dreams in the future.
I definitely agree. And in Korea, I feel like name value is a little bit distorted because some of the higher name value colleges Korean adults know of may not reflect on how much of a great education the college provides. So it's not always like a strong correlation between the two. Famous schools, being famous doesn't mean that it provides greater education over less famous schools. So I feel like that's not the most important thing to consider because that's not like an accurate depiction of how the school would how much the school would suit the individual. And I want to move on to my second point is that why do you think students struggle to balance between what their parents are pressuring them to do and what they want to do?
I think it's mostly because of South Korean culture. Many of the younger generation tend to follow what their parents are saying, and they don't really have a choice since their parents say that they know what is best for their children. That's why children just seem to follow what their parents are doing. So I think it's partially because of cultural pressure.
I completely agree. I was extremely lucky because personally, my parents don't really pressure me to go to a certain college, and they honestly support whatever decision I make. But I feel like a lot of my friends, their parents are kind of almost embarrassed to talk about their children's colleges if it's not like more of a famous school. So I think that's one of the reasons many students feel pressured to go to a school with a higher name value, because if they're trying to introduce themselves to like a different adult, another adult, like their parents' friends, then I feel like the first thing they judge you based on is what school you're, like what college you're in right now. So I think that's one of the like main reasons why, not main, but one of the reasons why students tend to prefer colleges with name value. Do you also think that apart from your parents, the society in general kind of brainwashed you to think that name value is very important?
Yeah, when I was just in middle school, the only colleges I knew were Yale, Stanford, Princeton, and
Hibs.
Harvard. The Hibs circle. because all the adults that I talked to were like, oh, you need to go to HIPS to become successful. That's what I've been hearing from the very past.
Yeah.
So it's kind of stuck in my head now, like HIPS, and all that. So,
or Ivy League.
Mm-hmm, Ivy League schools. So definitely societal pressure is a huge part in students feeling pressured to go to a high name value university.
I definitely agree. But now as we're approaching the senior year and we're trying to explore more options, do you find that there are many more schools that aren't maybe as famous as colleges such as Ivy League schools or HIPS that are very that provide good education?
I definitely believe that Ivy League schools got their popularity
for a reason, yes.
Their education is high quality. No one can deny that. But it is also true that many other colleges that do not have the same name value have specific areas of professionalism and have higher quality education in a certain field that Ivy League schools may not have. So considering that fact, I think students should really look for what they really want to do later in the future to pursue their dreams and try to look for a college that suits their future goals more perfectly than just simply going to an Ivy League school.
Yes, and I agree. Do you have any advice toward underclassmen or other students who are struggling to balance that out? Just tell them what matters more and how you can kind of persuade your parents to think a certain way and get out of that biased mindset?
I highly encourage underclassmen to do a lot of research about universities. Even if it doesn't have a high name value, you should definitely look into many different types of universities and look at what they're famous for and kind of match it with what you want to do. And if you are able to prove to your parents that this university you want to go to, although it doesn't have a high name value, is still achieves what you want to do, like meets that criteria, then I think the parents and the society will also accept this fact and support you and promote your own dreams as well.
Yeah, and we also acknowledge that these cases we're mentioning are not everything, and there are many exceptions. Most parents can be open about colleges and not emphasize like Ivy League schools or HIPS schools on their children, but if that does apply to you, as cliche as this sounds, college isn't the end goal of our lives. We have much more ahead of us. So this should be like this should be a step toward your goal. So it should really be something that suits you and only you, and not something someone else can pressure you to do.
Yes, I want to say, do what you want to do. Don't be pressured by society. It's your life. So you should follow your own dreams.
Yeah, and it might be easier said than done, but this is extremely important in your life. So value what suits you, as Catherine said. This was Sunny Lee.
And Catherine Sock.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.